The battle is playing out on two tracks, defining the rules about how the voting will take place and preparing for fights over how the votes should be counted and contesting the outcome. The big electoral crisis arises from the prospect of hundreds of thousands of ballots not being counted in decisive states until a week after the election or more, as Richard H. Hildes, a constitutional scholar at New York University School of Law. If the candidate who appears ahead on election night ends up losing later on, he said, it will fuel suspicion, conspiracy theories, and polarization. I will have no doubt the situation will be explosive, he said. Some flashpoints have already emerged. 1. A long-troubled postal service, now roamed by a Trump mega-donor and seemingly overwhelmed by the prospect of delivering tens of millions more votes cast by mail, with an administration resistant to providing substantial new funding. 2. Concern among Democrats that Mr. Trump or Attorney General William P. Barr could use their bully pulpits to raise loud enough alarms about voter fraud to lead sympathetic state and local officials to slow down or block adverse results. 3. Fights over whether mailed ballots should be counted if received by Election Day or simply postmarked by Election Day, not to mention what to do if the post office does not postmark them at all. 4. Fights over the use of drop boxes to return ballots and the number of polling places for in-person voting amid the risk of disease. 5. Fights over whether witnesses should still be required for absentee votes in a socially distant moment or what to do if signatures do not match those files. Already, by Mr. Pildid's count, party organizations, campaigns, and interest groups have filed 160 lawsuits across the country trying to shape the rules of election. About 40 have been filed in 17 states by Mr. Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee, some in response to Democratic lawsuits as part of an expansive $20 million litigation campaign against policies making it easier to vote on the grounds that they could lead to fraud. See you in court, Mr. Trump tweeted a few days ago in Nevada, which just passed universal mail-in balloting legislation under which the state sends a mail-in ballot to every registered voter. There are just really efforts to throw tax in front of the tires to make it so states can't run their elections this time, said Michael Waldman, the president of the Brennan Center for Justice and former aide to President Bill Clinton. Democrats and their allies, led by Mark E. Elias, the general counsel of Democratic National Committee, are seeking to expand voting options, particularly through mail-in voting. They have active litigation in numerous battleground states pursuing relief on deadlines, signature, and witness requirements, among others.